This is Funk Soul for 21st Century Wire and Alternate Current Radio. The following is a short analysis of the unauthenticated Daesh video claim that was released not long after the attack in Manchester on May the 22nd. This analysis is not intended to be insensitive to those affected by the attacks. Okay, let's have a listen to the audio from the released footage after the attack.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Grateful, this is only the beginning. The lions of the Islamic State of Iraq and Sham are beginning to attack all the crusaders. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
All right. One of the first things that struck me after watching the footage and listening to the audio was its crudeness and overall production as compared to the other high-budget attempts of Daesh or ISIS, as you'd wish to call them. This also includes the actor. I say actor because this footage is still unauthenticated, as well as the individual who speaks throughout. Unfortunately, the vast majority, if nearly all of the media and its readers, will automatically buy that this was indeed an ISIS act. But was it? To be frank, and in my humble opinion, it's a fraud, and I'll do my best to be as succinct and as jargon-free in my explanation. The man in the video is facially restricted with a type of headscarf which only allows partial vision, most likely so he can read a cue card. This makes it obviously difficult to identify him not only for locale, but also restricts further vocal analysis. Using the International Phonetics Alphabet, or IPA for short, I found the following. We hear a strong through line of alveolar plosives on consonants and emerging roticity throughout. So that's something for the linguists among us to chew on for a while and analyse. Particularly when the man builds to Iraq al-Sham and its strongest or peak point is at R beginning, continuing with to attack. Southern Irish immediately springs to mind. The man at the end of the video does not say Allahu Akbar correctly, but Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A Slavic language or region and Turkish have also been suggested by other analysts and linguists, in particular Alex from the UK column, whom I'd like to thank for his valued and experiential input. It's comprehensible why a Slavic sound could be anticipated here when an actor, amateur or professional, is learning to quote-unquote sound Slavic or Arabic and vice versa. Both of these dialects have bridges linking each other, i.e. they can both sound similar. It's when we fine-tune the accents through phonetics, or with on-hand tuition and practice, that a more believable sound is created. And I don't believe that this man achieved this wholly, hence calling this a crude production by Daesh or whoever decided to embark on this. By now you've probably realised that I have an Irish accent, hidden amongst my Anglo-Saxon years. Hearing that part of the speech raised a serious red flag for me. I remain open that what we have here can be linguistically debated regarding other possibilities of origin. Regardless, what we have here is a fraud that is closer to home than we think. I've received some flack about an initial analysis on this video, and of course there are terrorists who exist that are not of Arabic descent and don't have to be a part of Daesh or ISIS, as you'd wish to call them. That's not the point here today, but just to make sure we have that clear. Within the underlying tension created by the visuals and sound of the actor, my continued and held opinion is that the person speaking in the video is of Northwestern European heritage and tried to sound or blag Arabic as best he could. The performance is dramatic and vocally overcompensated also, which leads me to believe of its inauthentic nature. Finally, the question If this claim video by Daesh is a fake, and of which I and other analysts think it is, then how does the story of Salman Abedi and the ISIS connection continue to hold together? For further reports and analysis, please visit 21stCenturyWire.com and tune in to Alternate Current Radio. You'll find us on Twitter, Facebook, Spreaker, and YouTube, where you can like, share, and subscribe to our reports, live shows, and more.